He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
You know, obviously, I made a decision today to let we let three guys go on the defensive side of the ball. Of course, Richard, our defensive coordinator, Richard Smith, John Hoke, our secondary coach, and Jethro Franklin, our defensive line coach. You know, those guys have worked extremely hard for me, for Bob, for these players, this organization, and I'm very proud of the work that they've done. You know, Richard came here with me 2 years ago. We started from scratch, going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. I think he's done a wonderful job. Deserves a lot of credit for the progress that's been made. Great coach, great person. John's been here, I think, 7 years, if I'm right. Been here ever since the organization got started. Worked his tail off, stayed here with me when I came. Done a heck of a job for us. Very proud of him. And like I said, you know, did a heck of a job for me. And then Jethro, of course, has been with me for 2 years, you know, in the same manner. But anyway, they're all fine coaches. They're even better people. A very difficult day, I know, for them and their families. Difficult on this guy, too. But the bottom line is I've made a decision to move in a new direction, and I want to give them the opportunity to do the same thing as quick as possible.
What are you looking for in terms of replacement?
You know, John, I'm going to take my time. You know, with this league gets pretty crazy here over the course of the next few weeks, so I think it's important that we just settle down right now. I want to give some of these guys some time off here next week. You know, I'll begin to put together a list of candidates. Frank Bush will be one of the guys interviewed for the job. And we'll get our group together, but we'll take our time getting that done and probably start our interview process not next week, but the following week.
Do they have to have a 4-3 background?
Well, that obviously we got a lot of work put in that area, and we'd like to stay there. But at the same time, I think we're just going to do what's best for this team, find the best football coach, and we'll do that.
Coach, was this decision made last night with Bob? Because this report was out this weekend that this was going to happen.
There's always reports out there. There were a lot of reports out there. Yeah, that's part of our business. But this decision was made, you know, over the course of the last couple of days. I had a process to follow, as I told you, and the players came first. I never do anything in this organization without spending time with Mr. McNair and Cal and Rick first. I had to do that last night, spend a great deal of time with them. And once again this morning, before we move forward, got some things to do amongst players' evaluations this afternoon. Didn't want those guys to, you know, be sitting around waiting on me any longer, so I began to talk to them this morning.
Having Bush and Rhodes on the staff, will you still replace Franklin and Hoke?
I'm sorry, Johnny.
You still replace Jethro and John, even though you have Frank and Ray on the staff?
Well, I think we got to see what's going to happen. Ray will definitely be here. He'll help me in some way, shape, or form after we decide on who's going to be our next coordinator. You know, Ray will either be helping me, helping the DBs, assisting the coordinator, however we go about doing it. We'll decide his role once that decision is made. As I said, Frank will interview for the job. Y'all know I think a great deal of Frank and his knowledge and his passion for this game. So, you know, he's going to be a part of our staff, and then Johnny Holland will also be a part of our future also.
Gary, regardless of whether it's a Greg Williams or Buddy Ryan from his heyday, you got three guys that legitimately could start for the other teams in this conference that are in the playoffs, and you got a bunch of overachievers. How would you expect a new guy to come in without Rick and you really addressing during free agency, getting some premier players on the defense?
Well, obviously we got to get better. We're always looking to get better, Barry. I think we have some pieces in place that you know, give us a chance to be successful. You know, I think we've got more than two or three pieces. I think we've got some fine young players. It's up to us to find a way to get them better. But naturally, you know, Rick and I got to give this coordinator, whoever that ends up being, the best chance to be successful. That's what's difficult for me today. You know, and I told Richard the same thing. I said, Richard, you know, I hurt because I didn't do a good enough job giving you the people or putting you in the position to be successful. So that starts with me. But we've got to do a better job with this guy and surrounding him with the right people and do a better job with the people we have.
Do you prefer somebody who's an experienced play caller?
You know, that doesn't concern me, John. I'm sure that I will end up talking to guys that have been coordinators in this league for a great length of time. I'm sure I will interview some guys who have not been coordinators that that I think got a chance to be excellent coordinators. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about finding the best fit for our football team and the guys that we have here.
Was there nothing these guys could have done to save their job? Because they played, the defense did play better over the last month and a half, but was it just the season that kind of played out and you had to make a change?
No, I mean, you know, we definitely played better. We're more consistent in the second half of the season. My decision is strictly based on, I go over the 3-year period and I look at how we progressed. I do not feel good about the progress we made on that side of the ball. And I think for us to take the next step, we have to make, big-time improvement there. So, you know, it's something that's taken place over a long period of time. Like I said, this is not an overnight decision, something that I've had a very difficult time with and as we work toward it. But it's a tough decision I have to make as part of my job.
All you Texans, get up and scream.